Gather round, for we have a story to tell. My name's Parker Roach, president of Wittenberg University's Paranormal Research Club.
And I'm Quid O'Brien, the host of this very podcast.
Let us tell you a story that I've come across in my investigations. In the 1860s, there was a Civil War general. He was hit by a cannonball and taken to a hospital, a building on our campus called Myers Hall. It was there that his last wishes were to see his noble steed he rode into battle with. So they found his horse and brought him up to the fifth floor where the general was receiving aid. Upon his last breath, the people tried returning the horse back down the stairs. Unsuccessful, they shot the horse so they could both live peacefully in the afterlife together. But it was these actions that made them live not so peacefully. Since Myers is a dormitory today, many students have said that they have experienced sounds of cannonballs rolling in the halls or the soft clopping of horse hooves.
At least that's what you'll hear from America's Most Haunted Campus, a book about our very own Wittenberg University and its ghost stories. We asked the author, William Kinnison, a former president, where these stories came from, and he told us that they were just a compilation of everything that he's heard over the years from students, publication, alumni, and other sources.
So not even he knows where the story originates from?
Nope. As crafty and well-known as the story may be to everyone who's been around campus, there's actually no evidence of a Civil War hospital ever being here. But that brings up an interesting question. If not true, why do so many people take the story as fact? Even stranger, the university sends out a video retelling the story every Halloween. What's the purpose of telling a fake ghost story? The Civil War was between 1861 and 65, where Wittenberg was founded in 1845. The thought of a hospital where a Civil War general could get care right after a strike doesn't make much sense for Springfield, Ohio, let alone a university 20 years running. Parker talked with a professor here on campus who teaches, coincidentally, demons, angels, and ghosts, where he also said,
"There isn't good evidence for any kind of Civil War presence here, or any Civil War hospital at the very least."
Now, I've been inside the building to investigate due to renovations making it completely vacant, and we did have some evidence of activity there. We used many devices, but one in particular called the REM pod. It monitors electrical, proximity, and temperature variations in the air. This device went off several times within the building, even on wooden surfaces, which shouldn't set them off. But again, the history doesn't support the idea of a ghost general and horse being here. So what might it be?
It could quite possibly just be marketing. One idea the professor talked about was dark tourism, a term coined by the author Tia Miles.
She argues that these things still really haunt us, that the things that we as a society haven't fully grappled with and haven't fully come to understand, or at least, let's say, have peace with.
This would be similar to the idea of visiting areas of mass tragedy that bring in tourists, like Holocaust museums or battlegrounds. There is also
the idea that we can only grapple with the hardest parts of our history through ghost stories, you know?
And to drive the stake into the ground on this marketing aspect, he also explains in terms of showing videos to students.
You know, I think, why does Wittenberg do it? I think partly to have some fun with it, partly because they know this is a popular thing. You know, people sign up for ghost tours and pay money for it.
And then our ideas of the story shifted. In a turn of events, Dr. Proctor asked me my thoughts on ghosts as I was wearing my biology fleece. We discussed that while the tension between the supernatural and science will always persist, it's people like me who bridge the gap between the two that make the difference. To quote myself in the interview,
it could be something there, or it could just be something that we don't know how to explain yet.
As far as the building goes, there is no exact yes or no, and in science, there is only supporting a hypothesis until it's disproved. We got evidence of unexplainable, yet measurable, outcomes with our devices in the buildings. But no one will ever know the true story of Myers Hall. But who cares?
Well, ultimately, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's a story that we as students tell underclassmen year after year about a place that's so recognizable and beloved on campus, a mark of the beginning of the university and the beginning to the mysterious, ghostly phenomenon that we see in Myers. These stories that we've created help connect us to the building, its history, and its personality, regardless if they're true or not. So, what are your thoughts? Is this America's most haunted campus, or is it just some scary good marketing?
I'm Parker.
And I'm Quaid. Signing off, and you're listening to What the Wit.